Lawmakers in the state Senate have proposed their own plan to manage North Carolina's Medicaid program, but it differs significantly from plans put forward by the House and by Governor Pat McCrory. Capitol Bureau Chief Jessica Jones reports the Senate's proposal would allow visits from two different types of patients, those with hospital and doctor-led health plans, as well as those under managed care plans led by insurance companies.
It's no surprise that lawmakers in the state Senate want to bring in managed care organizations to take care of Medicaid patients. They believe using such groups to treat the state's low-income population will help decrease the Medicaid budget shortfalls that have bedeviled the state for years. But as Senator Ralph Hise explained this morning, the Senate's proposal would require participating organizations to be up and running by 2018.
I think you will find that our plan is a compressed schedule to what has been previously proposed. However, is not inconsistent with what has happened in other states. At this point, you basically have a four-year time window in which we expect the provider-led plans to be at fully capitated.
The phrase fully capitated means that the managed care plans would then be assuming the full costs of treating Medicaid patients. Under such a scenario, the state would give those managed care groups the money to treat people, but then those organizations would figure out on their own how to manage the costs. The Senate proposal would also move the state Medicaid office to an entirely new department with a corporate-like board to oversee it, says Senator Hise.
The model we looked for established was corporate boards. We looked at boards like Blue Cross and Blue Shield in the private sector and what the compensation set. The ultimate concept is we are setting the initial compensation of the board. The board will set its own compensation as it does in corporate models all over the U.S.
This plan is pretty different from those put forth by Governor Pat McCrory in the state House. House lawmakers have proposed having provider-led networks with more limited risk treat Medicaid patients, which is closer to what Governor Pat McCrory and Secretary of Health and Human Services Aldona Vosh want. McCrory and Vosh have been working with doctor and hospital organizations for more than a year to essentially expand a homegrown, nationally recognized model for Medicaid delivery called Community Care of North Carolina. But Senate lawmakers say they'd like to follow another southern state's lead instead. This morning, Democratic Senator Floyd McKissick asked Senator Hise about that.
I've heard you reference Florida a number of times. Is it the state that has in operation today a system that's most closely analogous to what you are proposing?
Hise said it was.
We have evidence that goes back in Florida to hospital-led plans being formed in, I think, 2006. That are coming in that we're operating within Florida. So they have some history with it. We've had some consultations with Florida about what worked and what didn't, and I think we're using that. But yes, Florida would be the most similar.
Nearly 350,000 Medicaid recipients in Florida have participated in experimental managed care programs since 2005. 500,000 more joined the managed care model earlier this month. Many healthcare policy experts view the change with skepticism. So does Gregory Griggs, the executive vice president of the North Carolina Academy of Family Physicians.
Florida's not fully up and running. Florida is losing people taking Medicaid, not gaining people, and it's not statewide down there at this point. So, you know, there may be pockets where things could work on that timeline, but not statewide.
Griggs says only half of doctors in Florida are taking Medicaid patients. North Carolina has a rate of almost 90%. Governor Pat McCrory has been very clear that he does not want North Carolina to pursue any kind of managed care model. Hospital and physicians organizations across the state don't want that either. They say such models aren't shown to produce the best care for patients, and that too much money ends up going into the pockets of the insurance companies that run the organizations. Griggs says the state Senate isn't listening to what healthcare practitioners want.
It ignored 16 months of hard work that we've all done to develop a plan that works for taxpayers, works for our most vulnerable citizens, and works for healthcare providers. This goes back to where we were 16 months ago and ignores that.
State senators will return to a committee meeting tomorrow to discuss the proposal further. Jessica Jones, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.